The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates. And good morning to you, Ms. Co-host. You know who I have really been feeling some empathy for this week is Diana Nyad. On her butt, they're saying that she didn't really do this.
I know. They're really questioning that. And I don't understand why.
Well, because she picked up speed. She was averaging a certain amount, certain number of miles per minute or whatever it is. And all of a sudden, her speed really picked up. So they said, well, she probably hung. When I say they, I mean other competitive swimmers that are out there that won't leave her alone.
And they said, what would they say?
That she hung onto the boat, and then the boat pulled her. And they're saying no, that it was the Gulf Stream, which makes perfect sense.
Wow, because I had heard that, but I didn't know what I read was that they said her team was helping her along, so that must be what they were talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I didn't know the specific.
But here's a woman who has been trying for the last 30. This is Aging But Dangerous. Mm-hmm. The last 35 years, she's been trying to do this. This is her fifth attempt. She didn't give up. She didn't lose sight of her vision. And then what she said is at the end is, you're never too old to let go of your dreams. And that's just, right. We say that all the time.
Right. And never too old to try. And isn't she like 64 or something?
Yeah, I think she's 63 or something.
Yeah,
so
she's up there.
Yeah, and she is 64. You're right. Uh-huh. She's 64. So, anyway, all you people out there who are giving her crap, get off her back.
Yeah. Leave her alone.
Yeah, because we're coming after you if you don't.
Suzanne, did anybody ask you for your autograph this week?
Oh, yeah, it just happens every day. What are you I mean, it's like, that is not normally what happens in my life, I can tell you that. What? Why did you ask me that?
Well, we were...
Did I make the cover of the newspaper and I don't know about it?
Well, we were in Her Life magazine. We have a huge full page about Aging But Dangerous in Her Life magazine. And that is very, very exciting. And you can get those magazines. They have 2,000 places where you can get them. They have Kowalski's. Cool. They have the spas. They have the salons, doctor's offices. It's such a great magazine, and it's free.
Oh, that's so... Everybody should pick one up.
It comes out monthly, every month, so yes, and it's very, very exciting for us.
Awesome. Keep your eyes open. Pick one up. All right, you know, I would be so remiss if I didn't acknowledge the fact that there's some sadness in my week because of 9/11. I mean, September 11th will always be, mm-hmm. I hope, in everyone's mind, seared in the date, because I think I said that backwards, but you get what I'm saying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because it's someone attacked us. The mm-hmm. United States of America was attacked, and so many people lost their lives.
Almost 3,000.
Almost 3,000
people.
And that's
hard to believe.
Yeah, and I was really, all day I thought about that, and I'm just so grateful. And I just want to say that it's a date that's very special for me that I will always honor.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you think about it, those people will never get to be Aging But Dangerous.
No. I mean, some of them were so young, and mm-hmm. they were obviously a lot of those first responders.
Well,
that's the thing that gets me, too.
It does. It gets me, too. This month, September, we're talking about the harvest, reaping what we have sown and nurtured all these many, many years.
Yeah, some of us have nurtured more years than others.
And who would that be?
Oh, just a little sideline there. Okay, but you know, it's that's a life cycle. You sow, you you nurture and then you reap. And so I just want to point out for your benefit that my cycle of life is including men these days.
Oh, I know it, and I'm so excited about that.
I know. And all you single men and women out there, if you're looking for a safe, fun, pre-vetted member of the opposite sex to date and spend time with and hopefully have a great relationship with, Great Expectations has 35 years of experience in matching you with all your special quirks and traits and foobahs or whatever they're called.
Foobahs.
To someone that fits your specifications. I mean, it's a great concept the way they do it. It makes it so classy. So go to agingbutdangerous.com, click on Great Expectations, and make an appointment to go into their offices in Edina and talk to them. They are the friendliest, sweetest people. And stop whining about how hard it is to meet someone.
I know
I'm so sick of people whining.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of women whining and saying they can't meet anybody.
Well, now they don't have to whine. They just have to get off their butts and do something about it. Reduce
and
your butt.
Be sure to tell them Aging But Dangerous sent you because you might get a deal.
Oh, I might.
You might get a deal.
Well, and then you know, you have to look good for these dates because I do tend to sometimes be attracted to a little bit younger male. Yes, I'm in my wild state of life.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Well, Suzanne, as you know, I just had Botox done. Two weeks ago. And at Transcend Medi Spa in Hudson, and I didn't realize it, but it takes a few days, and you told me this too, that for everything to kind of settle in. So every day I see a difference, and I can really tell it is in my neck. I can really tell it in my neck. And it's affordable. It's only $9 a unit, which is one of the best prices in the Twin
Cities.
Well,
I don't think you can beat that price.
Yeah.
This area.
And beautiful, beautiful offices. So go to www.agingbutdangerous.com, click on Transcend Medi Spa, and learn all about them. They have all kinds of services there.
Okay. And go to www.agingbutdangerous.com to check out our latest blogs, lots of great information, and to sign up for our giveaways. They're all new in September, and they're awesome, like Lunch with Us at Rye, which is a wonderful little restaurant that's kind of close to the Walker Arts Center, and they have great, well-priced food. I was shocked at the prices. Free parking. You got to go down there and try some of these things. Get out of your habit of wherever you live. Adventure out. Go to the Walker, walk the Sculpture Garden, go down to Rye. They have a great bar.
And meet us for lunch.
Yeah, and then we have a great piece of jewelry.
We have a great necklace. It's a really understated, sophisticated necklace from Bay Street Shoes. And it's a retail price of $110.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
It really is a very, very nice piece of jewelry. And our Snoop and Scoop interview today is with Ralph Scorpio, Executive Director of the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation, and they certainly have planted a lot of seeds that really help our community for many, many years.
Yeah, he has a whole gaggle of nuns. When I think about his job, they can't be easy to corral, and the guy kind of like herding gnats, I would think, because they're so feisty, and they're so smart, and they're so capable, and I know,
and they really do fascinate you.
Yeah.
You talk about them a lot.
Because they just have changed the world, and I'm a great admirer of that. So,
well, I think, you always...
get over it.
You all get over it. You always talk about wanting to be a nun, and I'm like, I don't think you can be a nun. You can't be a nun.
Good luck,
no.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right, it's time for us to share our dirty little secrets that we share with you. So you're going to talk about something that's probably not a great topic, but it's important.
And it is a topic about what is the proper procedure if someone cuts off a finger or another part of the body, like John Bobbitt.
Yes. Well, tell people what that is, and then we'll come back to John.
Okay.
Wayne,
all right.
Bobbitt.
Now, here's the myth. If someone cuts off a finger, put it on ice. People tell you to put a severed finger on ice, but your first priority should be the person who just cut off the finger. I mean, that's
kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's who you should be thinking about.
Because they need to be able to live to get the new appendage.
Right. And the right way to deal is to stop the bleeding by applying pressure, then wet the finger with water or saline, wrap it in gauze, and put it in a plastic bag on ice. Putting it directly on ice could damage it, and you don't want to do that. So, and you wouldn't be able to attach it.
Yeah, and then with the days getting shorter, a lot of people start to deal with slight to severe depression. And it's really important that you know how to really deal with that without going too far off the deep end. And one of the things that I read said that it's like there are these negative ion particles that are plentiful near waterfalls, breaking waves, and river rapids, which we have a lot of river rapids in this area. And they can act as like a natural depressant, according to Columbia University. So, you know, if you live by a river, or just seek one out. Minnehaha Falls, I guess, is flowing. I don't know. But so if you're beginning to feel low, go get those ions. And I love that piece of information. Well, what makes me feel really high without any additional ions is my car. I love my car. And that Westside Volkswagen is one of our sponsors. I get to talk about it on our show, which I love. My VW Beetle convertible is amazing. It fills my life with so much joy. And when my top goes down, I just get this giant smile across my face that is like, I feel like a little kid. And people out there, if you're not loving the time you're spending driving, you need a new car. I mean, it's a dream. It's a dream on the road. I love it.
How many miles do you have on your Beetle?
I have 103,000 miles. Is that cool or what? So, Whoa. Anyway, go to Westside Volkswagen, Highway 100, 394, drive a VW or any model VW. They're awesome. It's just total fun. Tell them Aging But Dangerous sent you and that you want to live life to the absolute fullest.
You are listening to Jean and Suzanne and the dirty little secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And now do I get to talk about the nuns?
Do you know how much time you have to talk about the nuns today?
2 minutes.
None. None.
I get it. I love that. That's one of my favorite topics. Well, that's kind of like... You're so bossy. And, I like to talk about some things you don't, but just because you don't like to talk about them doesn't mean I can't.
But we have as our guest today, Ralph Scorpio, Executive Director of the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation. Welcome to our show, Ralph.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're so glad you're
here.
Will
you talk to me about the nuns? I love the nuns.
Absolutely.
Okay, after the show, when Bossy
Offline.
Pan's over. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Ralph, you know, our theme this month is on harvesting and reaping. And how does this pertain to
I think that's just a wonderful theme for this time of year. This is, the season for harvest, and And I think this time of year, people start thinking about how they can give back, and individuals can give back to their communities in so many ways, and it may be different for everyone, and there's no right or wrong way to do it. I'd say the important thing is to do something, to look beyond yourselves and get involved in something. And it may be in your child's or grandchild's school or in your neighborhood or politics or a nonprofit. It can be anything. And, you know, I think the Sisters of St. Joseph are a great example of people who have sown the seeds of compassion, caring, and justice for many years. And I think our community sees those the harvest of those seeds that the Sisters mm-hmm. have sown. Mm-hmm.
So what areas do you see that in?
Well, you know, they arrived in Minnesota in 1851, which is 160 years ago. And
wow.
right off the bat, they started education. They arrived on the Mississippi or right by downtown St. Paul and started the original St. Joseph's Academy. And then within a couple of years, there was a cholera epidemic, and they turned the school into a hospital, which is the original St. Joseph's Hospital. So that's almost
they have a great history, such a rich history, don't they?
So education and healthcare were the main points for pretty much most of the last 160 years. And then recently, in the last 25, 30 years, they switched to more social service programs, going out into the communities and the neighborhoods and meeting people and seeing the needs that they have and addressing those needs.
Mm-hmm. So. And then don't you, would you touch a little bit on the abuse?
One of the ministries the sisters started in the, I think, in the early 1990s was...
Which is amazing. So it's only 23 years ago.
They turned one of their old convents into a home for women who are either abused or tortured. Many are refugee seekers or asylum seekers from other countries who have come to the U.S. for some reason or another and need a place to live safely and to be healed and nurtured so they can go out and work on their education or their inner healing so they can go out and get jobs, get apartments, get employed, bring their families over, and start living lives, successful lives in our community.
So what are some of the other areas that the sisters get involved in? I mean, I know you have a lot of activities going on. You have a lot of things that are coming up that are planned and...
Really, you're sowing seeds every day.
Every day. You know, and I'd be remiss right now to mention one of the biggest seeds, I think, in the community the sisters have sown is St. Catherine University, which, of course, more than 100 years ago started as the College of St. Catherine. I mean, the sisters founded that, and now that's one of the nation's leading Catholic women's colleges in the country.
And we all call it St. Kate's.
And we all call it St. Kate's. Now it's St. Catherine University, but everyone still calls it St. Kate's. But the sisters founded that, and the sisters' influence is still there through and through. And that is such a strong example of a seed that the sisters sowed years and years ago.
That gives me cold chills.
Well, I know. And it's like so many people that we meet when we tell them, I mean, you are one of our sponsors. And when we tell people that we have the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation, they get so excited because I'm amazed at how many people here in the Twin Cities actually went to that college. I mean, so many of them.
Very many women, and now men in the graduate programs. Lots of people are affected, and that's a direct influence of the sisters.
Okay, I want to go back. So there are men now in the graduate programs?
Yes.
Well, I'd like to talk to the sister that made that decision. No, I mean, I do think it's more open now and that a lot of colleges are doing that because it really does make a nice balance after you have your undergraduate degrees. So, but I'm a little bit shocked. I have to tell you, it's a little bit shocking to me. Okay, I want to go back to the abuse. About what percentage of the women that are in this abuse program are local or in from the United States, and about what percentage are outside the United States?
No, that varies. And lately, I think the majority of the women have been from outside the U.S. A lot of women from East African countries who come here hoping to seek asylum and refugee status.
Okay, so if someone today wants to sow a seed, and I know so many women now, they really are looking for a purpose. They've our Aging But Dangerous members. They've had great careers. They've retired, some of them. Some of them, just there are many different scenarios. But if someone wants to get involved as a volunteer in your programs, there are so many wonderful opportunities so that they themselves can begin to sow the seeds of charity and helping others. How would you go about doing that?
I'd say the best way is to check our website, which you can access through your Aging But Dangerous website. That's the easiest way to get at it. Just click on our icon there, or our button on your website,
uh-huh.
Our logo, and learn about our ministries there, and then we have links there to how to volunteer and how to participate. And I'm glad you brought that up, because, I mean, I like to tell people that years and years ago, since the sisters have been in the Twin Cities, when our ancestors needed help, the sisters were there for them. And so now it's kind of like our turn. We may not need the direct help from the sisters now, but other people do. And so it's kind of our turn to give back. So it really fits mm-hmm. in with your theme really nicely.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then also, Ralph, on the website, you know, there's a button on where to donate. And like we've talked about before, the ministries really need those donations to keep the sisters, all the programs going, because they couldn't do all these without
the ministries.
Oh, absolutely.
And another great way to join in or participate is, I just want to throw out this little plug here, at the evening after Thanksgiving on Friday, November 29th, we're actually hosting a mixer for Catholic grade school alumni, but it's really open to anybody who may have been taught by the sisters or anything, and just to get together and raise money to support the sisters in the sense that, you know, when you were in grade school, the sisters were there for you, now it's your chance to give back. And that's Friday, November 29th. It's going to be hosted at Crete and Durham Hall in St. Paul, but all the information is on our website, too, which you can get through your website.
Well, you think about the hundreds of thousands of people in this city alone, probably millions, that have been educated by the sisters.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible. And it is time for people to reap and to give back. I mean, to reap and then to take the seeds from that harvest and then to re-sow them. Mm-hmm. And this is a great way to do that. Oh,
that's what it's all about.
I am so happy that you're doing that, because mm-hmm. A couple of my kids were educated in their lower grades, and two of my kids by the sisters, and then two of my kids went on to Jesuit colleges, and they are just so well educated.
Oh,
so.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah,
yes.
Mike and Rob. Yeah. So anyway, okay, and then you have all of these people. Do you have a lot of people that were educated by the sisters that come back and say, I want to give back?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of our members of our board of directors. And
I know Ed Flaherty.
Ed's another good example. He's right there, you know, marching alongside the sisters on getting this, helping make sure this mixer is successful and that as many people come back to it and donate. And actually, we have a great challenge gift that night. The Polad Family Foundation is challenging up to $100,000 to get additional gifts of new donors for that. So there's a lot of people who have been touched by the sisters in their lives who are giving back, and there are a lot of leaders out there paving the way for everyone else to participate.
Wow, so. That I love that. $100,000, that gave me cold chills.
I know, it chills, right.
So what demographic do you see coming back to help? Is there a specific demographic that has stepped to the plate on this?
Yeah, you know, we'd like to see everybody. But I think the generation of people in the Twin Cities, the last generation who were educated by the sisters in grade school probably are in the 40, probably the youngest are 45 to 50 at this point. Younger than that, you tended not to have a whole school, every grade after another being taught by a sister, but maybe one or two. But if you're over 45, you were probably taught pretty much every grade if you went to a Catholic school, and many of the Catholic schools in Twin Cities taught by a sister of St. Joseph. So that's the age group. If we can get the 50 to 65-year-olds back to get reacquainted with who the sisters are, what they're doing today. You know, we used to have this tagline we were playing with, Sisters of St. Joseph are still here, are still serving, and still need your help. And we want people to to see them again.
Yes, plus they're really old. I mean, when you're 160, it's hard to get around,
don't you think? They're not all old.
Well, and that whole age group, that 50 to 65, that's aging but dangerous. That's who our audience
our crowd,
is, and
right.
that's who we are. That is, that is very, very exciting. How many sisters do you have? How many are there?
There are about 240 in St. Paul alone, yeah.
Wow.
And many of them are, we have many of them still working in ministries out there. They're just not in Catholic schools, not in Catholic hospitals, so you tend not to see them, but there's still a lot of work being done.
Well, and the sisters that we have met through this program have been so impressive, and I know they can make a difference in our world, and they're working right here amongst us.
And
so
many of them will be
privileged.
They'll be at that party on the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, I tell you. Well, give all of you people out there who really want to sow some seeds, this is a perfect opportunity, and it helps in so many ways because the Sisters of St. Joseph are so diverse, and they touch so many different kinds of lives. So it's that foundation, and you can go on our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and click through to their website and give your time, give your money, give your jewelry, large diamonds. We really like those.
Ralph, thank you so much
for being here.
That was a fun interview, and we learned a lot of things. So thank you.
All right. Now, if you're planning a trip, which we hope you are, considering that the frigid snowfall is coming up, we really encourage you to call Wendy High at Wendy High Travel. And she was Oasis, and she's gone through a total identity change. I don't want to say crisis because it was a good thing. And she will really sit down and give you the personal service that a lot of us really miss in the travel industry these days. She gives free consultations to really big parties. She's easy to get a hold of. She answers her cell phone. So go on our website, click on to either Oasis Travel. I don't know if we have a change there, or Wendy High.
Okay, Suzanne, I am so excited about Tuesday night.
Yes.
We are having our swarm at the Awaken Higher Brain Living Center in Minneapolis, and it's from 6 to 9. It is going to be wonderful. We have just all kinds of exciting people coming to this.
Right, and great information.
Great information. You're going to see some demos. I'm going to be one of the demos, so that should be...
So you can really see how this works. It's really hard. You've been trying to explain it on the air, but until you really see it, and now you're going to get a chance to see it.
Right. And you even have not seen it yet, so you're going to be amazed.
I'm very excited. You're very excited.
Yes.
So what time is that now?
It's going to be from 6 to 9.
6 to 9, and then go on our website and click on, you can get all the information and directions and everything.
Right, and RSVP.
And RSVP, it's
because there's
important.
Going to be some great food.
Oh, great food. I like that great food part. Right. And just a reminder, don't forget to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. And pick up a Minnesota Monthly magazine while you're at it, because there's a great article on destination dining along the Mississippi, which is so amazing this time of year when the fall colors start. And there are nine reviews about restaurants are along. So it's a great issue.
Okay, and go to facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and like us, like Aging But Dangerous, because we are harvesting all of our wonderful friends out there to like us.
And our likes are really
our likes
cool.
are building.
I know. I love it. Like us. All right. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe to plant the seeds of generosity. The yield is beyond comprehension.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two, tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging.
got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.